What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe, and on today's episode, if I can call it that, it's been so long since I've done one of these shows. Well, I think I did one last week, but on today's episode, I'm going to share with you how I've created over 950 videos, short-form content, anywhere from 30 seconds to 12 minutes, probably, something like that, for Amazon sellers. So for some of you who know me, you know I've been creating a massive amount of content for the last 6 or 7 months, mostly for Amazon sellers, and I'm pretty excited about the kind of the workflow that I've figured out, that I've created to be able to do that really quickly. So like, for instance, today, in about 3 or 4 hours, I made about 12 product videos. And I was able to do that without editing. So a little bit about my background is I had a job editing one time for almost a decade, and I hated it. I hated it. It was a 3-camera show. It was when you had to pull in all the feeds separately, all the content separately, and then you had to put it into Final Cut, and I had to chop it all up. And I did that for almost a decade, and I said, when I get out of this editing suite, I am never going to edit again. And I've still edit some, but I try not to. So you might be going, man, how in the world did you do that? And there's a lot of different ways that you can do it, but I use I'm trying to think of how I want to say this. I use a process called Live to Drive. And I don't know if I came up with that or if I heard it somewhere along the line, but when you do live TV, it used to be called Live to Tape. And now everything's like in a digital format, so you can do like live to a hard drive. So for instance, just like I'm doing this, just like I'm recording this video live, once it's done, it's done. I don't really go back and do any tweaking or editing or anything like that. So I'm able to create a lot of content super fast. I'm just doing it all live to drive. Now with Amazon videos, I'm doing something a little bit different because I'm switching shots. I'm going from this shot to maybe something like this, and then back to this other shot. Now, I have a little stream deck that I got set up for my main, it's called dillbilly.live, so it's Amazon Live, my account over there, and I have a different profile on my video program that I use called Ecamm Live, and I can set up different profiles, and so I can go back. You know, I can set up Creating Daily show, I can set up Dillbilly HQ show, I can set up whatever kind of show I want to with a bunch of different scenes. And so those scenes, I literally have this straight on shot, I have an overhead shot, and so I'm able to easily jump in, just come into my studio, I grab a product, any product, really. This product is real close to me. So I can say, oh, today we're going to take a look at the Zoom PodTrack P4. It's one of my favorite podcasting interfaces, et cetera, et cetera. I would probably already have it out of the box. And then I just flip it over to this camera here and go, okay, let's take a closer look. And then I can look at it that way. So this is live to drive content. Now, not everybody's going to be able to do this. Not everybody wants to do this live to drive method. It's a little bit challenging. My camera's blurry. I'm going to switch over to this shot just so you guys can see this blurry camera. I have no idea what's happening. It almost like messed up and went over to like a macro lens, which just does have a macro lens in it. It's got me curious now. Anyway, so that's how I've really been able to create 953 videos already in the last 7 months. And now all those are a little bit longer. You know, Amazon, you just got to make it from 7 seconds to 60 minutes. Like, they don't really care. I work with a lot of brands, a lot of product manufacturing companies. And so I'm doing probably on average a 2-minute video, but I'm shooting it all at the same time. So just like you do a live stream show, just like I'm doing this show, I shoot it, I'm switching it. It's all live to drive, and I can crank out content like crazy. And so there we go. That camera fixed itself. I guess it just got a little hung up. So anyway, I do that using Ecamm Live. So I'll show you, and if you're a Mac user, so this is Mac only, but I can kind of show you a little bit of it. This is not the setup that I have for Dillbilly HQ. It's a lot more simplified than this. This is for this show, Creating Daily. So I'll show some of you Mac users, just kind of a live demo mode here. And it's just going to broadcast my screen. Okay, good. So anyway, over here, I can kind of set up all these different scenes. So if I were to go to like an overhead shot, or if I wanted to go to like this, for instance, like this is a little scene I've set up. So all these are different elements. You can come over here and see these are in like an overlay, and I've set all this stuff up. So if I click on this, I can kind of move it around. I can do whatever I want to with it. And so basically I've like built this entire scene within like creating daily. And then this is also another camera shot, camera scene. And I can kind of set up the ZV-1. I can set up my iPad. I could do a little split cam AB stuff. I mean, a lot of different functionalities within Ecamm Live. But this is the software I've used. I've had it for about 3 years. I do all my live stream shows on it. I do all of my live to drive production, so video production. So literally anything that I create it within Ecamm, and the amount of time that it takes me. Now, minus, you know, for product videos, I got to open the video product. I got to do whatever. Sometimes I got to do B-roll shots. So what I'll do is I was taking my iPhone and shooting B-roll footage and then sending it to myself. But for whatever reason, the color profiles, when you put them into Ecamm, doesn't look that great. So what I've been doing now is just taking my ZV-1 over here and taking it out with the card, shooting all my B-roll, bulk it up, put it on my computer, and I'll just drag it over from the file folder into a scene, and then I'm able to play that B-roll footage, and I can do a couple different things with it. I can talk over it. I can do a voiceover. I can put myself on the screen with it. I can do all those things. And so if you go to dillbilly.live, you'll see some of the ways that I've used this setup to create content. And for me and for my personality, it just works better. Like I'm better under pressure. I like the pressure of going live. I like the feeling of going live. And also I don't like editing. So if you're that kind of person where you're like, man, I want to create content, maybe you're an Amazon Live creator, maybe you're a podcaster, maybe you want to be a live streamer, but you just don't know, like, you know, maybe you're better. I'm going to turn off live demo mode. There we go. And maybe you're better. Maybe you're like, I just want to sit down. I want to create. I want to get my message out there. And I don't want to learn all this editing software. I mean, you're going to have to learn some kind of software. Okay. So it's either a live stream software and you do all the work up front. So I do all my work up front. I'm more of a pre-production. I don't really touch post-production work at all. So I'm all like, okay, let's do this thing. Let's go live to drive. And with Amazon videos, like literally I might be talking about anything. This Zoom Podtrack B4, I might talk about it. And if I mess up, I just start over. I don't want to go back in. And so I, you know, after doing 950 videos though, I've learned what can I say, what can I say on Amazon Live or for Amazon. And then also I've learned like my flow, my rhythm, but it's just putting in the time, right? It's just like anything else. You get in front of the camera, you make some videos, you practice, and then maybe you get better at it. I don't know. Like I feel like sometimes I get done with a live stream, I'm like, yeah, man, I crushed that. And then other times I get done with a live stream show or I get done creating a video and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. But you got to show up, you got to turn your camera on, you got to hit the record button, you got to hit the go live button. And that is what being a creator is all about. It's being creative. It's trying stuff, failing at stuff, trying again and seeing, you know, if you can make it better the next time that you step up to the plate and take a swing. Can you hit the ball this time? Can you hit it further? Can you hit it past second base? Can you hit a home run? I'm talking sports. I don't even sports, but you see what I'm saying? It's you gotta step up. You gotta take a swing. So if you have content that you want to put out there and maybe you don't know all the editing stuff, just pull your camera out, pull your phone out. You get this really nice camera on the back of your phone. Get a little tripod and get one of those little Bluetooth remotes. Set this thing up on a tripod and put it in video mode and just hit go. And then just go, just practice and then hit stop. And then go back and watch it. Like it might sound crazy, but I go back and watch some of my videos to see, like, okay, what could you have done better there? How can I get, you know, a little bit more strategic? Can I say less words? Do I need to say more words? Do I need to be more specific, less specific? You know, all those different things, and kind of go back and study your craft. So I just want to make a really quick episode. I'm going to post this as a podcast. So if you don't follow the podcast, you can go listen to it anywhere that podcasts are available. And then if you want to, go subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can see the visual as I'm often going to maybe share some visuals. I shared some on this episode. So if you want to see what Ecamm Live looks like behind the scenes, you can go check it out. Now, it is Mac-only software. And if you want to check that out, go to creatingdaily.live and go to recommendations. And I have an affiliate link there for Ecamm Live, and it helps me out as a creator. But literally, it's a game-changing software, and maybe I should bring in some pro that really uses it to the fullest extent and talk about Ecamm, because I've done all kinds of stuff with this software, and it does cost money, but it makes me a ton of money, saves me a ton of time, and so I'm having a lot of fun with it. So I wanted to share with you guys, how have I created 950 plus videos in the last 7 months with zero editing, or very little. I'll say that. I've probably touched a couple videos behind the scenes in the editing suite just to chop out something or add in some quick B-roll, but most of the time I can do a lot of pre-prep for 10, 12, I've done up to 25 videos in one day, all using Ecamm Live, all doing live to drive content. And when I'm done, I'm done for the most part. I'm finished. I trim the edges off and I upload it and it gets approved and I do it again the next day. And it just allows me to continue to burn and churn and create a ton of content. So much content that I got to figure out a strategy of what to do with all the content, besides just let it live on Amazon, because it's a ton of content about over 950 products. So every one of those products were different. And so now I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, how do I chop this thing up and make it something else? So if you're looking to create content and you're looking to do, I'm not going to say less work, I'm going to say different work. So if you're used to video, you're used to editing, and you're like, I don't want to do all that stuff, there's a different way to do it. You just got to practice a little bit more, prepare a little bit more on the front end, and you don't have to do so much work on the back end. So for anybody out there who is a content creator and you just say, I want to make more content, consider live to drive content. Don't overthink it. Just press the record button, press the go live button, and just try it out. And you don't have to go live to the world every time like I'm doing right now. You can literally just record videos on your computer, go back, watch them, and just practice. And I did this and still do. I mean, I do it every single day, and sometimes I hit a couple practice runs before I talk about a product, depending on the scale of the product, what I need to include, what are the requirements. And there's a ton of opportunity, guys. Listen to me. There's a ton of opportunity for you as a content creator. If you can show up, hone in your skill, hone in your craft, there's a ton of opportunity to work with brands, just like I do, just like with products and services. And companies will hire you to create content and pay you and compensate you nicely to create content around their products. So if you haven't checked it out, you know, if you're looking and you're a content creator, maybe you're a podcaster and you're thinking about video or vice versa, and you're thinking about podcasting, there's all kinds of different ways to be a content creator. Just begin to think of your whole entire ecosystem and those skill sets that you've used to become a podcaster and communicate and put together a show. Those same skills, you can pare that down, put that in a 2 to 5 minute segment, essentially for brands, for products, and sit in front of your webcam, sit in front of your camera. Now, I have multiple cameras. I'll kind of show you guys real quick. So I have one here that's plugged in, and then I have, let me switch this over. I'm going to switch over manually. And then I have this one above. And then I have this one. So this is my main cam. This is my overhead cam. I have the one that I'm holding right here. So this is my other, like, kind of table cam or whatever you want to call it. I have this camera. And then I have a fourth camera. But you don't need all that stuff. You just need, literally, you can just do one camera, sit in front of your camera just like this, talk about a product that you know, you like, you love, you trust, you whatever, you support. and start creating those videos. And also, you can do this even if you're not an Amazon Live influencer, or even if you're not on a, you know, Walmart creator program or whatever. Become an affiliate. Become an affiliate with like Ecamm. I was talking about Ecamm in this video. So become an affiliate with Ecamm or your favorite live stream software, your favorite podcast hosting platform, and start to create content around that and share that link out and get paid that way. So a lot of ways to create content quickly, but still have quality, and a lot of ways to monetize as a content creator. So once again, just want to put out this episode of Creating Daily. I wanted to do it live because I was going to do a live to drive, and I'm like, why not just do it live? And go check us out on YouTube at Creating Daily, and check out the creatingdaily.live, and you'll see a list of recommendations of products. And I'll be doing a lot more content creation stuff in the next couple of months with other creators on this channel and wherever you listen to podcasts. So until then, high five, go create something great, and go create. That's it. Just go create something, and we'll talk to you soon.